speak about Black Friday, and of course Pendulum Caesar joins us to delve deeper into all things Black Friday. Pendulum, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Kyotlang, and good morning to our listeners.
Ah, Black Friday. Oh, November is the month where all of us are looking forward to some 50% deals. But I think, you know, we are dreaming when I say 50%. Is Black Friday still as relevant as it was back then?
Maybe let's quickly start by looking at what is this Black Friday, right? And that everyone is so excited about, you know, on TV these days, Black Friday is this, Black Friday that, even on radio. So historically, it is a shopper's holiday to start for Christmas shopping, where retailers are now calling their consumers to come and start shopping for gifts, clothes, you know, those Christmas special deals that they always call us for. So in this case, or in our country, it's always in November, you know. So, but it's something that has been done a long time ago, just to call back customers to say, let us start shopping, let us get ready for the festive season, right? It is relevant. You can say it is relevant because some shops, they really do give great deals. However, some shops, they keep their prices as per normal. But yeah, they will just put that red ribbon and say, come and spend, or come and buy, and we've got good deals for you. So one can even ask then, Kyotlang, Ubuti, what is it that retailers benefit from this, right? And for them, it is like a catch-up month. It is like a recovery month. And you must remember that not all businesses make money during the course of the year, right? We see some of these companies, they're even closing down. I know next to me, there's a big shop that is well known, but unfortunately it has to close down because they were just not making sales. So it is part of retailers to say, we are trying to recover maybe what we couldn't make during the course of the year. Therefore, we'll definitely call back our customers. And so what is then the overview on Black Friday in consumers? We see that a lot of consumers are quickly reactive to what looks fantastic, and that is why they will give it all these sorts of names, you know, because we think it is fantastic deals, we think prices are cheaper, right? So I'm gonna pay less. And also, some consumers think that by buying on Black Friday, specials will make a positive impact on their personal situation. So that is why I always say, let us check the prices before Black Friday, compare the price with the Black Friday deal, and see if this really was a deal or not, right? And again, we have this mindset that mangithenga nge Black Friday, I'll be saving a lot. Yes, there are prices which you can save from. However, just check before you purchase whatever that you want to purchase on Black Friday. And sometimes you might think that I'm finding a solution to my financial problems. In actual fact, you are creating more problems for yourself. Remember, back on a laba totlang, who are still going to borrow money to go and purchase for Black Friday. Some will be using their credit cards. You know, some will borrow from colleagues and friends and say, I'll pay you in a month's end. But is it even worth it? Is it worth you borrowing that money, taking up that personal loan to go and purchase on those Black Friday specials? And also, it is good and important to get through Black Friday and buy from any shop. You know, those are good deals. Now we are born with late jumping castle. I could have bought it in 3,000, so I'll be saving 1,000 rand. So now it's 2,000 rand. So it's always good to also maybe calculate and check if lending you tell I'm really saving on it. And also, what is it that our consumers should be very careful of before they go for this Black Friday special? Make a financial assessment, right? Before you get excited, make your financial assessment. Compare, check, and does your salary or does your pocket allow you to go and spend money for Black Friday?
Yeah.
Right? And make sure that you do not cut corners on your budget. If umuntu obeka savile for Black Friday, big ups to you. Well done. Right? But there are those who expect for Black Friday. So you didn't even have money, right? And now you want to cut corners on your budget. And lastly, make sure that you are well prepared, right? You are well prepared for Black Friday, because a hangover yeah, Black Friday, it can take you a while to recover. So you need to be very careful before you run to those shops and purchase for Black Friday deal. So let us be cautious. Let us be careful. Let us not be too excited. If Black Friday is speaking, I'm changing. In case Nkulumaranjan and Christmas, I'm speaking, I'm not. But there are those now who are used to purchasing Black Friday, and they start saving from the beginning of the year. And they know, I need to buy this big fridge. I need to buy this big TV. You know, they've been saving for those Black Friday deals. So let us be careful. Let us be smart. And let us borrow money. Let's not borrow money to go and buy for it Black Friday. And like I said, this might take you forever to recover from. So you need to be very calculated. Don't just get excited, but plan, assess, check your pockets. Do I need this? Do I need to buy this?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I can buy nothing in my. Yeah, well, so it's things that our consumers need to be very much aware of.
Sure, man. It's only a couple of days. I think the sales have started. You know, you go on your social media, you go to a store and you see, oh, they've got a sale on this and that for a certain number of days. So I think you're absolutely right. There are people who go and they borrow money because, hey, ngifuna kuthenga ifridge na ngibonile ikusale, ngifuna kuthenga igrosa. Because you know, I mean, yeah. Guys, it's something that you buy every month.
Right.
Even if it's not on sale, we are fine about it anyway. Because now you say, 25 when we are hola at the end of the month. Ah, come on, man. So, no, you know, Pindile, thank you so much for coming on to the show and giving us all of this advice because we need it.
My coach for today, Kachanga, says choose to be smart with your money. Choose to be smart with your money and be fluent in your finances.
No, we can't. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the battle with money is a real one. But I think once we really get the hang of it, then we've got the hang of it.
Absolutely.
She's going to be back again next week, same time, same place. It's All Things Money Matters, but we want to know from you. How do you feel about Black Friday? Do you think it's still very relevant to you? Let us know. 072-885-7702. Here's a brand new one by CC, Nosipho and Lo Sheen. It's called Umanginawe on Rise FM.